Requirements basically are first that a person is saved and has a good, clear, credible testimony. Ideally, we've come first to membership. A person cannot be a communicant member of the church until they're 16 years of age. The reasons for that are very simple. The Bible doesn't say you must be 16 before you can be a member of a church. But church communicant membership entails such things as voting in congregational meetings, and if you are of the male of the species, being capable of being voted upon into deaconship or eldership or whatever. And it would seem rather foolish to have 12-year-old elders. So 16-year-old elders would be quite strange too. But remember, Mr. Spurgeon became a pastor at 16. Dr. Paisley was called to preach at 16 and was trained and ordained by the time he was 20. So I personally started training for the ministry when I was 20 and was placed in charge of my first church when I was 20 years and a few months. And that's because of the policy in the Free Church in those days. They didn't have anybody else. They needed me. But those are the exceptions. The first two were exceptions because they were geniuses. The third one, me, I was the exception because there was nobody else. But anyway, that is for membership. Ideally, a person should, now, and I'm not here to recruit, but I tell you, young people should not sit in the church and just go on and on and on without membership. There are two things you should make sure. If you're saved, you should be baptized. Now, I'm not going to get into the argument of whether infant baptism is allowable or not. If you have been a member of a family, that they're Presbyterian in background, they believe in infant baptism, and you were baptized as an infant, and that is your conviction before the Lord, I have no argument. I'm not going to fight with that at all. Personally, I am not an infant Baptist. I am a believer in the baptism of people who have professed faith in Christ. And when you have come to Christ and you've professed faith in Him and you've established a good testimony for Christ and you are of an age to know what you're doing, I'm loath to baptize people at 6, 7, 8 years of age, not because I don't believe they can be saved, but because I've seen so many young people come later and wonder if they were saved then and should they be baptized all over again. And I've met people here in Greenville who have been baptized 2, 3, 4, or 5 times. And I think that's crazy, as well as being unscriptural. It's very unsettling. But I think that you should ask yourself, if I'm saved, why am I not baptized? And then why am I not in communicant membership in the church? Because every Christian should be in membership in a local church. Every Christian should be under the direction and the guidance of a local eldership. The Bible doesn't know anything about unbaptized Christians. Now understand, I'm not saying you can't be saved without being baptized. The dying thief was saved without being baptized. But that's not really an excuse for people who are living for years after they're saved to go on unbaptized. The Bible doesn't really know anything about unbaptized Christians, and it doesn't know anything about individualistic Christians who never joined the local church. So, really, that is, in many ways, the best way to the communion table is coming as a communicant member and being received into fellowship. However, there are times when people are sufficiently mature before they're 16. And if that is the case, they or their parents can come to me or to Dr. Barrett, to any of the elders indeed, and say, I would like to partake at the communion table. And we will meet with that person and we will hear their testimony and we will find out if they understand really anything of what the communion feast is all about, because it's a very serious thing. Try to explain it, and if we find that there is an understanding and a spiritual testimony there, then we would clear the way for those young people to come to the Lord's table even before they've been in membership. But we would still emphasize that coming to the Lord's table and remaining out of membership is not the preferable thing to do. Now, there are people in Greenville for a period of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 years who are members elsewhere, and they come here during their student years in Greenville. We're not, in fact, not only are we not asking them to change their membership, in many cases we prohibit them from doing so. We're not here to try and break their ties with their local church, but we are saying that every Christian should be in membership in a local church, should be baptized, and should be at the Lord's table. And if you haven't reached 16 and you're saved and you want to be at the Lord's table, then come and talk to us and we'll take it from there.